It's Monday, the 23rd of September, 2013. Thanks for tuning into this special one-offs episode of The Sounds of My Head. It's a music podcast where I play songs and bands I think you might have otherwise missed.
This is the story of a triumph, but it begins with pain and disgrace.
My name's Daniel.
Something weird is happening here.
Thanks again for listening to The Sounds in My Head. Oh man, what a great song that was right back there. It's a band from Oakland, California. They're called Trails and Ways, and really like that stuff. That song's called Mountain Tune, but abbreviated, so it's MTN Tune. It's from an EP of theirs called Trilingual, pretty recent, and it's fantastic. It's that classic Afropop sound commingled with indie rock in the most successful way possible. And there's a couple of other really awesome songs on that same Trilingual EP, so if you liked that song, definitely pick it up. And if you liked it, I would also highly recommend Fool's Gold. It's another band from out on the West Coast who does similarly Afropop inspired indie rock. It sounds a lot like Trails and Ways, and also really awesome. So big fan of both those things and highly recommend them. And it was a fantastic way to start off this special episode of the show. I'm calling it a special episode, being pretty generous. It's not that special. It's a special one-offs episode. And what do I mean? I mean, I'm only going to play one song by every band on the show. Normally, if you haven't noticed the format of the show, I play a song, and then I talk for a minute about the song and about the next songs, and then I play two songs by a band, and then after that, I play another two songs by a different band, and then I come on and I talk again, repeat, right? It's just, that's kind of a standard thing that I do with the show. This episode, I'm just going to play one song by every band. So why? Why would I do that? Why am I being so stingy? Why don't I play more stuff so you can get a better feel for what the album's like and if you should pick it up? Well, here's why. I've had so many great singles and EPs come into my life lately that I had a whole stack of stuff where it's like I didn't have more than one song I really wanted to play by the band. So I've got just all these one-offs. And normally I would just put that at the beginning or end of the show so that I've got like a one track kind of for the start or one track for the... But this, I just got a whole show's worth of single tracks. So that's what we're going to have. It's a special one-offs episode. And we're going to continue that with an awesome band from Melbourne, Australia. They're brand new. They're called Major Leagues. And they remind me of Bleach, just one of these other like girl pop punk bands. Really great stuff. We're going to hear a single of theirs that they've come out with. It's called Endless Drain. And it's so super great. You're going to love it. If you like it, look for links to this, that, and everything else I talk about on the Sounds of My Head website at soundsofmyhead.com. And here we go. Without further ado, Major Leagues with Endless Drain. Where else? But right here on this special one-offs episode of The Sounds of My Head.
I was looking for the one.
Yeah.
It's time to catch up. After Major Leagues, I played a couple more bands from Australia. First, we heard Hey Geronimo from Brisbane with their song Laser Gun Show, super fun, and it's released as a single. I've played Hey Geronimo before, but they've got this new EP, and they're touring with the band that I played after them, Deep Sea Arcade from Sydney. They did their song Black Cat, also a single. I presume that both Laser Gun Show by Hey Geronimo and Black Cat by Deep Sea Arcade will be on forthcoming albums or something, but as of now, you can just get them as singles, and they're both really great songs. I like those a lot. Sticking with being down under, after Deep Sea Arcade, we heard Sherpa. They're from Auckland, New Zealand, and we heard their song Love Film. It's from their Love Film single. You can pick that up as well. Really, really good song, and I think they could open for Hey Geronimo, who's opening for Deep Sea Arcade. I think they'd all get along. After that, we heard Dean Wareham, who, while he lives in Los Angeles, having lived in New York City for nearly 30 years, he's originally from New Zealand, so it seemed like I should put him on after Sherpa right there. So that was Dean Wareham, one of my favorites from the band Luna, and of course Galaxy 500 and Dean and Britta. He's one of my favorite musicians, and that was his song Love is Colder Than Death from a forthcoming album, but right now just released as a single, Love is Colder Than Death. Really great stuff from Dean Wareham right there. Okay, up next from London, a band called Big Deal. And I think they're probably a pretty big deal, but I don't know. I'm just going by their name. It reminds me of a business on 14th Street in the city that named themselves Going Out of Business. They named themselves Going Out of Business, and then they could put a giant banner up that said Going Out of Business Sale, and like it was legal because it was just their name. It wasn't like they weren't really going out of business. They just were called that so they could have a Going Out of Business Sale in perpetuity. The irony is I'm pretty sure they went out of business. Anyway, so the band right here, Big Deal from London, we're going to hear the song Dream Machines. It's my favorite off their album June Bloom, which is pretty recent. If you like this song, check it out. It's got a great dream poppy sort of vibe. So here we go. Big Deal, Dream Machines, on this one-off episode of The Sounds in My Head.
Really, I met Ed, went to one of his gigs, and ended up going back to his house.
We both got a bit drunk and said we're both drummers and that we both love synths, and we're thinking, well, maybe we should just start a band with just two drums and two synths.
You know, it's just a pure experiment first, having a band with no guitarist, no bassist, and just indulge our love of drums and synths.
We'll be right back. The world. love with you, the only way I know. I went for many miles until I couldn't go. Concerned, but anyways, I didn't really know about you and me. I made a guess about your craziness, no. I didn't think about how many boys you've been with before. Concerned, but anyways, I love everything about you.
It's time to catch up again one last time. After Big Deal, we heard AKDK, a fellow Brit right there from Bristol. That was the song Great Scott. It's from an EP of theirs called RNRNRN, and you make this amazing music that reminds me of Apparat Organ Quartet from Iceland, which it really sounds exactly like it. So if you haven't ever heard Apparat Organ Quartet, you should check them out because they're awesome, but they haven't released anything in a long time. So to get your fill of the same sound, I recommend AKDK. Okay, after AKDK, we heard Black Light Dinner Party from right here in Brooklyn, New York. That was their song Older Together. Very good stuff off their EP called Black Light Dinner Party, and it will be off a forthcoming album, which, if I'm not mistaken, I think comes out like tomorrow or something. In fact, yeah, pretty sure it comes out tomorrow. Don't quote me. Maybe if I like the album, I'll play something else from it, though I have to say that's my favorite song off the EP, so doesn't bode too well, but I really love that song, so it could really go either way. Blacklight Dinner Party, good band name, I think. I think that's a good band name. Okay, after them, we heard Future Islands from Baltimore. They were doing the song Walking Through That Door from their album In Evening Air. They've got a new album as well, and I don't really like much of any of it, but I really like that one song. So that's why I've been holding off to put, because I was like torn. I was like, man, I really like this one song, but should I even bother? Because I don't like the album very much. And I don't like their new album either. But that's okay. I like this one song. I'm going to put it on the show on my one-offs episode. So that's what I did. After Future Islands, we heard Kishibashi from Seattle, Washington. Or maybe it's Athens, Georgia. I can't tell where this guy's from. But he did the song Philosophize In It, Chemicalize With It from a 7-inch by the same name. And if you like that, I highly recommend checking out other stuff by Kishibashi. He does really interesting stuff. He's got some great music videos. Really fascinating character that Kishibashi guy is. Look for links to where you can pick that up on Bandcamp. Okay, finishing up this special one-offs episode of The Sounds of My Head, one of my favorite bands, She and Him, they're doing a cover of King of the Road, one of my favorite old-timey songs by Roger Miller. Really love that song, King of the Road, about being a hobo, basically, and a really big fan of that song. And She and Him do a very charming, you know, minimalist kind of cover of it on a new album called Sweet Relief Volume 3, Pennies from Heaven. And I've got to say, it's one of the worst. It's so embarrassingly bad, this album. It's so, it is just, and hey, I don't, maybe it's your thing. Maybe you're gonna love it. It's like one star for everything on the album except She and Him. So I would say avoid the album, but it's a compilation. It's a bunch of bands doing bad covers and stuff. I don't know what it is, but She and Him is really great. So check it out. King of the Road is covered right here by She and Him, finishing up this episode of The Sounds of My Head.
Trailer for sale or rent, room to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I put 2 hours of pushing brooms and an 8x12 4-bedroom. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Old worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all their children and all of their names. Every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing. Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. I ain't got no cigarettes. I've had 2 hours of pushing brooms and 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. King of the road. King of the road.
That does it for this episode of The Sounds in My Head. The music I talked over this episode was The Winslow Boy by the Sid Dale Orchestra, Park Slope by Dean Wareham and Britta Phillips, and Toucan Tango by AKDK. If you like what you hear on The Sounds of My Head, tell your friends to listen. You can also rate the show in iTunes, find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and stay in touch. You can email me at daniel@thesoundsofmyhead.com. We'll see you next time on the show.